You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Chwaba. Todd and I are about to take a quiz, and it's going to be very exciting. And then we're going to read some texts. I probably should read these texts before we take the quiz because I might be demoralized. But I feel good. Todd, is there a city in Wisconsin you haven't lived in that you'd like to?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
A city that I have not lived in that I'd like to. It seems like, Milwaukee. I've never lived there, but I think it's a cool vibe. I've never lived in that big of a city before. That'd be kind of cool. Also, on the complete, literally and figuratively opposite end of the spectrum, I've been to Bayfield, way up north.
Wow,
it's a beautiful little community.
We got so many texts last night, Todd, that people said Bayfield. It was like Door County and Bayfield. And I've never been there, but I have to put it on my list. Okay, so here's the other thing before we start. Madison was not even on the list. First of all, Madison was like the number one place to live in the world like 10 years running, 7 out of 10 years, whatever it is. Green Bay was the number one place to live under 250,000 or something 2 years ago. Green Bay's like 180th on this one. Madison's not even on the list. So what do you make of that? Are these publications like on the take?
I once worked with a guy named Joe Hassler from Reedsburg, Wisconsin, a graduate of UW-Madison's J School, who lived in New York for a while, wrote for Popular Mechanic and other national publications. And we had a discussion about this one time. And he said, all we do is we just steal each other's lists and we change a couple, and that's all we do. So everything just kind of gets – I don't think any of these reporters actually visit these cities. It's like, all right, my editor wants me to do another one of these. Take this one out, find two more, boom.
That's hilarious. We did get a text from Anna in Madison in the 608. She says, this is where Todd is, and she sent us a picture of the plaque. And you're right, Todd. It says Elvis Presley fight scene. He's like doing a pose. It's great.
I am live here on the Elvis Presley fight scene at the intersection of East Washington and Wisconsin Highway 51.
So. I love that you are there. All right. Todd Alba is here. Check out his show every day here on the network from 2 to 4 p.m. He does a great job. And he has a comrade, too, by the name of Aaron Zommers, who is fantastic. You guys have a great show and a great time.
You're too kind. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. All right, so let's get to this quiz, Conrad.
All right.
I am jazzed.
Here we go.
Yes.
Conrad, I asked him to do this, Todd. I don't know the answers. He's going to surprise us. How should we do this? Should we just shout out the answer as soon as one of us knows it, Con?
Yeah, shout out the city that you're in.
The city, okay.
Yep. And So it's where
are you?
I feel
at a disadvantage because I got the satellite. I got the Starlink. I'm probably delayed. All right.
Todd's already making excuses. Okay. So what is the quiz called, Conrad?
It's where are you in Wisconsin?
So that's what we're going to answer, the city where we are when Conrad reads the clues. Here we go. Nightlight quiz. Wisconsin City Quiz, Todd Alba v. Pete Chwaba.
So this city has a nickname of the City of Bridges.
Yeesh. Milwaukee.
No.
Green Bay.
It is not.
Okay.
I can go to the next clue.
Yeah, absolutely go to the next
clue. It is home to the Wisconsin Logging Museum, home of the Paul Bunyan Logging Camp.
Marinette?
It is not.
I almost guessed Marinette too, but the Bunyan thing I know is not there. La Crosse.
I can go to the last clue that I think will give it away. The first Quick Trip store opened in this town in 1965.
La Crosse.
And that is the second store, the franchise after that.
La Crosse and Arcadia.
Quick Trip has been around since 1965?
The first official store opened in this.
Good Lord.
Arcadia on Alaska. Tremplo, it's somewhere around there.
All right, give us the answer. We don't know.
it was ranked 49th on the best places to live, and it is Eclair.
Eau Claire?
Claire?
Eau Claire. Yeah,
Eau Claire. Really? Oh my sister will kill me because she lives there.
Oh man, that was
I don't know. There's not that many bridges in Eau Claire, but okay.
I never heard that. And I didn't know Quick Trip had been serving deliciousness for that long. Okay.
I didn't know that was Quick Trip started there. I swore it was La Crosse. That was good, yes. Tom Brad. Well
that
done.
Was a great
See,
question.
I thought that too. So I went to their website and it says officially on the Quick Trip website they started in Eau Claire.
I'm not doubting your journalistic integrity. I'm just saying.
I was just. If you want to see a cool story, go to their website.
All right. Question number two. Here we go.
All right. It is home to the first hydroelectric plant in the world.
Sheboygan.
No.
La Crosse.
It is not.
Kenosha.
No. I'll give you one more guess before I give okay. the next hint.
All right.
Oshkosh? It's got to be by water, right?
All right. So
Manitowoc.
The city sits on the Fox River and is nicknamed the Fox Valley.
Appleton.
Yes, that is correct.
Do we get a... Todd Alba is winning 1-0.
I lived in Appleton for a summer while my parents were getting divorced. Great memories. This is a true story. Do you know that Harry Houdini is from Appleton, Wisconsin?
Yes.
And he once was quoted as saying, "My greatest escape was from Appleton, Wisconsin." Not great for the hometown there. It's a lovely community.
They're not putting that on a plaque, but I mean, come on. All right, Con. Number three. Here we go.
All right.
Feeling good.
It is home to the spirit of aviation.
Oshkosh?
Correct.
How did I not get that? God bless it.
And it was ranked 114th on the list.
114th, right.
Yes. 114, all right.
Sarah Jean says this trivia is great. 3 laughy face emojis. Love it.
Ooh.
And PJ says, I think that Quick Trip has a restaurant. Oh, wow.
I believe wow. so. I think our buddy in Wonderfully Wisconsin right. actually
did
a video on that. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, here we go. Question number 4. Todd is up. Do zip.
All right. This city is home to the great Les Paul who invented the solid body.
Waukesha.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Nice. Whoa.
What do you think of that?
Whoa.
All
he's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know how I knew that. I think we had a guest on recently. Okay, Todd.
Say the whole thing again. I didn't hear it.
Oh, go ahead, Con.
So it is home to the great Les Pauls who invented the solid body electric guitar.
Oh, Les yeah. Paul. Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, good.
I think Don Brown told me that. All right.
And then also the other clue I had was originally known as the Spring City for its fresh spring waters, thought to have healing properties.
Oh, wow. Okay. The kid does his homework, Todd.
Yeah.
You got to say that. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Todd's up 2-1.
The next city.
Oh, wait. Did he just get that one?
No, you did.
You did.
Oh, did I?
You don't hear my, I mean, I'll make it 3-0 if you want.
All right, it's 2-1. No, I thought I answered the question like 3 minutes ago. We're still getting trivia on the...
I like that hint. Sorry. All right. So the next city had a nickname of a... Its original name was the Jinxing Capital of the World.
Jinxing Capital.
Jinxing Capital. Oh, Jinxing. I thought
yes.
like a jinx.
Oh,
like
Jinxing.
A jinx on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I thought
Jinxing.
You owe me a Coke Capital. Yeah.
Yeah.
Janesville?
Boy.
Nope.
Give us another clue.
Was originally known as Big Bull Falls.
Oh,
Owosso.
Correct.
Nice, Todd. Wow.
Only because WXCO, Bull
yes.
Falls Radio.
I correct.
On Civic Media.
Very nicely done. Todd is up 3-1 in our Nightlight Wisconsin City Quiz. Todd Alba is my guest here. He is the host of the Todd Alba Show. I don't know how you got that gig, Todd, but you must have beat out some serious competition.
There was nothing else going on. And they said we need to fill a couple of hours.
You didn't get the host of the Maggie Dawn Show gig, but you got the one I think fits you much better. So.
No. All right. She looks better in a skirt, but it's a close contest. So.
Well, we've seen you in a tutu, my friend, last time you
yes,
were here.
Exactly,
so don't
exactly
sell yourself
point.
Short.
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize. We have one motorcycle. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, dude, downtown Green Bay is the motorcycle capital of the world. It's like this, I don't know what they're compensating for, but it's a very loud noise.
Right? Exactly.
It's
exactly.
very strange. All right.
It's
question.
It's a little goofy crotch rocket. Anyway, yeah.
All right, Con. Bring it. Feeling good.
The original name, derived from French, is the Bay of Stinkers.
Green Bay.
Correct.
Oh, he just did Green Bay dirty.
Really?
It did smell bad, yeah. It was because of the green algae that we had.
They pushed everything to Kekana. Now it smells now it smells lovely here. So sorry, sorry, Kristen Lyerly.
Exactly. What are they called? The ghosts, right? The
right.
Ghosts?
The red ghosts? Yeah, the gray ghosts, something like that.
The white ghosts, maybe. I don't know.
Todd is up 3-2. All right, Conrad. Nice quiz, buddy. Here we go.
So, all right, the next one. It is nicknamed the Malibu of the Midwest.
I hate
York County. Sturgeon Bay.
Nope.
I hate when they do that. The Malibu of the Midwest. Sheboygan?
Because
it's right on the lake.
Yep.
No.
It's also because of the surfer culture that they have there.
They do have a surfer culture there, right?
What was that? Speaking of, here I'm on the right show for this question. The John Candy was starred in it. And he was from Sheboygan or whatever that was.
The Kenosha
what
Kicker.
What was that?
Oh.
Yeah.
The Home Alone?
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Uncle Buck?
All right, we're tied, by the way, Todd. 3-3. Wow. This is good.
All right. This is to tie it up. And then I'll have to make another one for a tiebreaker.
All right.
Okay.
But all right. Known for its numerous parks and green spaces, earning the nickname of Wisconsin Park Place.
Wow.
La Crosse.
No.
Kenosha?
Nope.
Janesville.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Nice pull. How'd you know that, Todd? That's awesome.
The only reason it popped into my head is because the now late great Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen is from there, and also former House Speaker Republican Paul Ryan is from there, and they worked together to do a big revitalization for their parks along the river, Rock River, and everything. It was a big, big deal.
Todd's political background coming to the rescue on that question.
Tim Cullen from heaven giving me the win. God bless you, Tim.
Oh, man, that's great. Is that the quiz? Did we finish it?
Yep.
Oh, wow. 4-3. I did better than I thought I would, but Todd
helped darn me close.
Off. That's fantastic. Sarah Jean says it was Home Alone. So she's convinced it was Home Alone.
All right.
He was in the Kenosha Kickers.
Yeah.
And then PJ says Todd has to strike an Elvis pose if he passes the quiz. Oh, that's fortuitous.
What's the one with the cape? Was it like that or something? I don't know.
It was like a karate thing, I thought.
I don't know.
That's great stuff. And then we'll read.
By the way, can I answer the 1 hour draw? I heard this earlier, and before you even finished the question, I said Dallas. Hands down, not even close.
Nice. Okay. That's fantastic. I got into that for a while, but I didn't stick. Ooh. You know, I probably watched like the first 2 or 3 years.
I stuck it through the bat. Even the dream year. Remember that one? There's an entire season where Patrick Duffy, who played Bobby, was written. He couldn't have a contract agreement or whatever. They wrote him off. They killed him. And the way that they brought him back was, hey, viewers, all that time you spent watching every Friday night at 8 o'clock, it was all a dream.
That's like a middle finger to the whole audience.
Right.
Ronnie from Horicon says, I think it was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the movie where John Candy is from Sheboygan.
Oh,
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
Well, the late John Candy as well. I mean, you can't do better than him. He's fantastic.
Of course not. All right. And then.
Well, I mean, Pete Schwab is pretty fantastic as well. And by the way, I heard now when I say your name, I have to make my mouth moist. So I have my water here. So it's Pete
Schwab. That's it. We're coming right back with Todd Albaugh, Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwab for a few more minutes here, and it's been great having you join us here tonight, as always. Tomorrow night on the show, Wayne York, actor Wayne York, will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Bob Dennis rolls into the studio. We're going to talk about connections presidents have had with mafia members. So that'll be fun. Bob's a mafia expert. And Steady Eddie weighs in on the text line on the 608. He says, Pete, my favorite one-hour TV drama was NYPD Blues. Plural. Eddie goes, plural. He says, good writing. Interesting characters played by good actors, filmed in a creative way. My favorite character was Detective Andy Sipowicz, played by Dennis Franz. He was a lifelong New Yorker and a hard-boiled cop with a Chicago accent. Duh, Bears. How did that happen? I don't know, Steady Eddie. We got to get to the bottom of that. That's great. Tom from New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, this is awesome in response to our quiz, which Todd Alba, my guest, hosted the Todd Alba Show that you can hear every day here from 2 to 4 on Civic Media. He was victorious. It was barely close, though.
Yeah. But a skin of my teeth.
You pulled it out.
Hey, look at this off Twitter, if I could say this quick.
Yeah.
We got tweeted at, Pete. Oh, by nice. One of your fans, our fan, Dave Harrison, tweeted, oh, there we go.
He's on his way to Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly. We're at the old intersection of U.S. Highway 51 in East Washington here in Madison, the home or the site where Elvis Presley fought off a couple of bullies. That's real, actually. But here, Dave Harrison says, always seemed like folklore what just happened here at the site. Or local legend, but I actually met the son of one of the two guys who were fighting on the street corner at Todd Alba, at Pete Schwabba, a couple of years ago by chance in a bar. Wish I had written down his name. How about that?
That is spectacular. Wow.
So thanks, Dave, for listening, and thanks for giving us that nugget of confirmation.
Do you, Todd, I absolutely love, like, where you're standing. To me, it's like, I'll take that over an autograph any day. To stand where that actually happened, or where, like, in the case of Sputnik, landed in Manitowoc. Mm-hmm. And I did this when I toured, I think I've told the story on the show before, I was touring Benjamin Harrison's house in Indianapolis when I was there doing stand-up. My wife and I were going through, and I was fascinated that this guy took up this space. And I was such a nerd. I was going through the house going, this is the bed he slept in. Oh, my God. And this is the desk Abraham Lincoln gave it to him. And by the end of the tour, I said something like, this is where he stood when he made that speech. And this kid who's like 18 giving the tour goes, it's just Benjamin Harrison, man. but that stuff like fascinates me. And where you're standing, Elvis not only stood there, he broke up a fight.
Yeah, two months before he died.
That's incredible. I love that you did this. Thank you so much again, Todd, always.
It's always a lot of fun hanging out with you guys. You have a great show, and it's always a great way to wind down my day because the news of the day just stresses me out.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
Listening to you guys, it always makes me feel better, and you have great guests. Tonight with the exception of me, but otherwise you have fantastic guests on this show.
No, listen, somehow you outdid yourself. You know, last time you had the cigar and the cowboy hat and you made the pick, and you made an obscure pick with an Andy Garcia movie. Yeah. And I don't know how you did this, but you found this corner in Madison and it's fantastic.
You guys inspire me and it's just fun. So it's part of the love of radio and broadcasting, right? We get to do things that other people don't and travel around. So that's what I love.
I will take that. Fantastic, buddy. Thank you so much. And let's do it again. You're the best.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
All right. That's Todd Alba. Probably getting eaten alive by mosquitoes out there in Madison on the corner where Elvis fought. I love, you know, what's weird, Conrad? Like there are probably 1,000 places like that in Wisconsin and you just don't know about them. Like, Not that the state should spend $1 million a year promoting the corner Elvis got into a fight on, but like, I think it was Otis Redding died in a plane crash in Lake Monona and he was stuck to his seat, I think seatbelted in, and they had to retrieve his body. It took 2 days, but like all these weird celebrity or, you know, sports figures, all these crazy little factoids from around the state. It would be cool if we had like a site where we could compile that, you know?
This is where Pete Schwabba was on the radio.
This is where Pete Schwabba, he came in one day after Jim Schmidt sat here. And then Kristen Lierley. Listen, a lot of butts have been in this seat just today alone.
Yeah.
So let's break out the Febreze before we get out of here. Bridget, where's Bridget's text? I want to read Bridget's text. From the 818, Bridget says, FBI and Law and Order and Law and Order SVU. She says, love Olivia Benson. You know what, Bridget? I totally agree with you. I love that character. But I think I stopped loving her, at least from a TV watching experience about 10 years ago. She's kind of like, they have her written now as like a superhero. And the people in real life that do what she does are superheroes, but something about it on TV, it's just less interesting than it was. Or maybe they've done all the storylines they can, but it is a great show. So thank you for the text, and I don't disagree. And going to the stream, PJ says, in the movie Home Alone, John Candy played Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest, who was the leader of the Kenosha Kickers, a polka band. Yeah, that's what I was saying, PJ, but Todd thought there was a Sheboygan connection. And did one of the texters say Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck.
Okay.
I don't think it was that, though.
Did you text that in from the other side of the glass? Okay.
Well, I said it. Maybe it made its way to a text form.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. We'll have to do a Google on that overnight. Maybe an overnight Google. PJ also says Madison was a great place to live, but it got too expensive. Madison is crazy expensive. But you know what? You want to live somewhere cool, you pay. You know, good schools, culture, all fun stuff, good sporting events to go to, concerts. That's
Elvis.
Cost money. Elvis getting in fist fights.
Yep.
Defeating bullies with his cape. I'll take it to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it to your best.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba!
Thank you, Rich LoCascio. Dynamite stuff. Hey, thanks for being here tonight, folks. We are barreling through a Tuesday night that feels like a Thursday night. With your help. So thanks for being here and all your texts and all kinds of fun. Did we lose Carol's texts, Conrad? What happened to those? Did she pull them? Can people pull their texts?
I don't think so.
They're there. Yeah. Okay. Carol says, in answer to our question, what is your favorite Wisconsin city that you don't live in? Carol says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I live in Madison now. I went to college in Eau Claire, lived in Wausau for a couple of years. My aunt and uncle lived in La Crosse and love Eagle River and Rhinelander too. Bayfield is wonderful, Door County vibe, but fewer tourists, Minnesota license plates instead of Illinois. I'd rather go to Bayfield than Door County. Carol unloaded on that text. That's awesome. Thank you, Carol. And then Nick from Marshall says, love Dane County, especially the Madison and Sun Prairie area. Other than that, I kind of like the Oshkosh and Appleton area. People love their state. What are you going to do? We also don't like to miss a text here on Nightlight. And last night, our question was, what is your favorite game show? And our pal, Rich LoCascio, who just intro'd me there, said, Press Your Luck, which I barely remember. I remember the title. Todd, do you remember Press Your Luck?
My gosh, are you kidding me? This is how much I love Press Your Luck. I got to find it. But and maybe you can't even hear this, but I can try.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you hear that?
Yes,
right?
I do.
No whammies, no whammies, and stop.
You have that at the ready?
Well, yeah, I'm a radio geek, and I happen to like game shows, so I got a lot of stuff. I've got the theme from Pyramid.
Whoa.
I got everything.
That Press Your Luck, I don't really go here very often on this show, but that would be great music. That would complement an orgasm really well, I think. But can we hear that one more time, Todd?
All right, hang on.
Okay, honey.
All right. No whammies, no whammies, and stop.
Well, not that's kind of a anticlimactic ending. It would have to be a whammy.
Do you know the whole story behind that game show? What happened with it?
No, I don't.
Well, I know we were talking about spooky stuff tonight, but a guy was sitting at home watching the show for weeks and weeks. He was unemployed. I can't remember the guy's name, but he figured out that the little lights went in a certain sequence. And when it would always land on one specific square, there was always $1,000 or $3,000 in a spin. And he figured out what that was. he ran the entire table for an entire episode. Wow. And the producers are sitting back going, oh my God, he figured this out. And they had to cancel the show because of this one guy.
That is spectacular.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish I had that capability.
I wish I had any capability.
I know. I'd love to, just something I could monetize. I don't care what it is.
Right.
Todd Michaels is here, folks. He's the Mino and the Mayor producer in the morning here at WGBW and WISS. He joins us periodically to talk about fun paranormal stuff because that is his side hustle. He is a paranormal PI. And Todd, I'd like to get into lake monsters, but also vampires. So I don't know. You have a theory about vampires I'm more interested to hear. So why don't we start there just in case we run out of time or something. I would love to hear your thoughts in general on vampires, and then you do as much of a deep dive as you want. I'd love to hear your theory as to why. I think you said why they might be real or could be.
I think they might be. Now, first of all, you saw Sinners. Is that
I
right?
I did, yeah.
And you liked it?
Loved it.
What was so good about it?
Well, I mean, what was great about it was not necessarily that it was a vampire movie. It was just great movie making. It was like Ryan Coogler is an incredible filmmaker. The music, the costumes, it was a period piece. And Michael B. Jordan played twins, Smoke and Stack. I love the ties to the Chicago mob. Then they go back down south with stolen mob stuff to set up a gin joint in the country. Everything about it was just cool. And then the vampires come in and they had to adhere to all these rules. And I wanted to ask you about that too, the rules that vampires have to follow. But I just thought it was great, a great movie top to bottom.
So what are some of the rules that they had to follow? Do you remember?
Yeah, the big one is they had to be invited in, like to the gin joint. I know typically vampires don't like daylight. Depending what the movie is, sometimes they burn alive if they're out. Other times they just have burns. In this particular film, there were three people that had burns. So they obviously were exposed to some sunlight, but that was one of them. And then the stake through the heart, I think, was in play. Garlic, kind of the basics. But I had forgotten about the one where vampires had to be invited in and they couldn't just go in.
Yeah, I do like vampires. Excuse me. I'm not sure. You know, I can't sit here and say I believe in them, but I do think that there's a lot of lore behind it. And I'm also a firm believer that we as humans can only imagine bad things that are possibilities. So that's kind of like my entry into vampires. I've had a long time interest in them since I was little. Tell you a little bit about my mom. She would let us watch the spookiest vampire movies. And like I was like 4 or 5, right? Stuff your mom shouldn't let you do. And then I know one of my sisters is watching tonight. We would lay up all night scared half to death. I didn't sleep between the ages of like 7 and 15 because I was certain that something was going to come get me. But I've had this interest in vampires for a long, long time. And I have this inkling that there may be some truth to it. And maybe it's just a romantic kind of view of what it would be like to be, you know, to live forever in the darkness, on the dark side, all that kind of stuff. But there certainly are plenty of stories throughout the ages about vampires and all that kind of stuff. So pretty interesting topic for me.
Very cool. And that was something in Sinners too. In fact, and I've said this before on the show, but if you do go see Sinners, you have to stay through the credits to really see the last scene. I don't know why they did that. It was a strange choice in my opinion, but they show you scenes of blues music. The story kind of goes up to Chicago again, and there's blues music. And then there's a scene, and one of the vampires said that day, talking about the final scene in the regular part of the movie before the credits, he said, that day was the best day of my life and the last time I saw the sun. And it was just as great. And then they walk out of the joint and it was so, just stuff you forget about vampires. Like whoever created that entire, not genre, but their existence or fantasized about it really created a really kind of a fascinating creature, I guess.
And there are certainly some over-the-top bad vampire movies out there.
Yeah.
Even Interview with a Vampire isn't I think the book is good. I'm not sure that Tom Cruise was the right choice for Lestat, but that was an interesting movie. Mm-hmm. My favorite, Salem's Lot. Okay. Oh, like yeah. The original back with David Soul from Starsky and Hutch. Remember that?
Right. Wow.
That was a made for TV like miniseries. But when the Glick boys become vampires and they're floating outside the window, right? They come up to the window and they're scratching on the window.
Oh, man.
There's nothing creepier than right. that right there.
Right.
Open up. I'm here.
That was in Salem's Lot.
That was Salem's Lot, yeah.
Oh, I may have to rewatch that. I'll tell you, even it was kind of a, I think it's Anne Rice that did the Twilight, or was that? No, that was Interview with a Vampire.
She did Interview, yep.
But Twilight had some cool stuff about it, I thought. I liked how they just kind of assimilated into the high schools and they were part of the population. Like that I found fascinating.
It was, Twilight was the One Tree Hill of vampire. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
it was,
that's great.
Remember all those angst, teenage angst TV shows that were on? That's kind of where they, I think they kind of spent off with Twilight.
That's excellent. My guest is Todd Michaels. He produces the Mino and the Mayor show here at WGBW and WISS every morning. And he joins us periodically to talk about the paranormal, because he's a paranormal investigator. And it's always fun to talk to you about this stuff, Todd. Of all the myths or whatever you want to call them, ghosts, vampires, werewolves, lake monsters, which we'll segue to, what do you think is most likely of those things to be real or exist?
Well, did you throw ghosts in that mix?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I think that those are most likely to exist. Only because I've actually run into some of that kind of stuff. So I've actually had experience with it. I've not had experience with lake monsters or anything like that. And I've not, you know, knock on wood, run into a vampire. So for me, it would definitely be the ghost or paranormal side when it comes to the afterlife.
Can I don't disagree with you not knowing a fraction of what you know about that, but I would like to add lake monsters, because I feel like, and not just lake monsters, but sea creatures, like the seas are so vast, 7/10 of the earth, so deep. I know there's stuff we haven't really explored down there. I feel like that's where most likely, at least out of the things I just mentioned, something could be alive that we haven't discovered yet, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And even some stuff that we do know that exists, like sturgeon, right? Those things are massively huge in some cases. I was going over some of the information that you and I shared with each other. And Lake Winnebago here in Oshkosh has its own monster from the past. 1889, the capture of a large sea lion. Apparently it had gotten out during an exotic animal tour. And to me, I think you're right, because it's kind of like outer space. We've gone there to a certain extent, but there's certain areas that we cannot get to. And so we only know what we can actually experience. So the possibilities of things in the water, in the sky, are probably, you know, mind blowing if we ever actually found out what was all there.
Right. I don't know. I feel like I know I've mentioned this before on the show. I don't know if it was with you or someone else or a different guest, but speaking of underwater creatures, the Greenland shark is something I didn't even know existed until about a year and a half ago. They live to be 500 years old.
Good Lord.
And there was a picture of one on, you know, social media somewhere, and it looked beat to hell. This thing was like, they move like less than a mile an hour. They live for 500 years. There are Greenland sharks, you know, swimming very slowly that were around before George Washington was born. That to me is an absolute phenomenon.
I wonder what they think of where our country is now, knowing George Washington back in the day and, you know, having lived through the Civil War and all that. I would just wonder what the sharks of Greenland actually think.
That sounds like a paranormal investigation. I think that needs to be.
Yeah. I'm out there with a microphone doing an investigation.
Using sonar to hear what the shark says.
That's right.
So there's a great, where was it? Oh, the Lake Winnebago water monster.
Yeah.
This came out in 2020 in the Oshkosh Northwestern and explained that the Lake Winnebago creature sightings originated with stories from the Ho-Chunk people. And apparently one was captured in 1889. Oh, that's the one you're talking about. I'm sorry. The large sea lion.
The large sea lion. Okay. Yeah.
So I have another one here from, is it Rocky? No, Rocky the Lake Monster. I thought there were two in, are we out of time, Conrad?
We got under a minute now.
Don't you know I'm talking about Tigerland Sharks?
I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Rocky and Rock Lake, right?
Rocky and Rock Lake. That's in Lake Geneva, though. What do you know about that, Todd?
Just again, it's some sort of creature that apparently was flipping over boats and stuff like that and bringing people under the water. I mean, what else could that be other than just us drinking too much in Wisconsin and losing our balance in the canoe and having to come up with a story of why you fell in, you know?
I'm not ruling that out. All right. We'll have a couple more minutes with Todd when we come back after a very short break. Don't go anywhere, but anybody, we're going to wrap this up next. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwaba. We are doing Tuesday some serious justice here today, folks. Great to have you with me. We have a great show tomorrow night as well. Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks will be here, and our pal Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media. We're going to give Todd a quiz. We haven't figured out exactly what that quiz will be, but it's going to be a doozy, folks, so you won't want to miss that. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Todd Michaels, who is here. Todd is a paranormal investigator help me, Todd. I am breaking down here.
Are you okay?
Very exhausted.
Are you okay?
No, I'm tired. I don't know what was going on in the hotel room next to mine last night, but it was
they were playing Press Your Luck is what was going on.
But it didn't end with a wah wah wah, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
They knew what they were doing. So anyway, Todd is the producer of Mino and the Mayor. So, all right, Todd, so before we let you go, these two lake monsters were cool, and they're both in the Madison Lakes. There was one in Mendota and one in Monona.
Yeah.
Sea serpent type things. And that I can believe. They look like long snakes, right? That's believable.
I would think, there's got to be some sort of eels and stuff like that in those lakes. I just think it's interesting that the city of Madison is smack dab in the middle of the two lakes, and they have these sea monsters on either side. That is interesting.
That is interesting. And maybe they could cross. There's got to be some kind of tunnel in there or something. But one of them was white with green spots. So that might, that might be sort of what you were saying, people seeing things after a few pops or something.
Right.
But anyway, good stuff. So you'll have to tell us when you come back. We would love to have you on after you get back from Gettysburg and see what you found out there. That sounds absolutely fascinating.
I'm really excited about it. I love history. I've never been there. It seems ridiculous to me, but going to take the 16-hour drive out to Pennsylvania and see what we can find. I have to tell you something. Yeah. Being a guest on your show goes way too fast. Being a producer, and Conrad probably knows this, you sit through those segments and you're like, when is this done? And then when I'm on the show with you, it goes so quickly. I couldn't even believe that the show's done already.
Conrad checks his watch 14 times per minute. Just how much time do we have left here? And here you are saying, you're saying that you're enjoying yourself. So
I'm having a great
happy
time.
Happy about that, Todd. Well, you're always fun, buddy. I hope you have a great vacation and keep up the great work in the morning here with the guys. And just have a great night. So much fun as always.
You too. See you, Pete.
Thanks, Todd.
See you, Conrad.
Man, the beard is coming in great again. He's still on. I'm not saying anything bad about you. I meant to mention that at the top of the show, though. I didn't know if you were going to bring it back or not, to be honest with you.
I've just been kind of lazy and they haven't been trimming the hair or the beard. But this is like 2 weeks.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Wow. That's
impressive.
You should
see my back. You should
see
my back.
Did you go through puberty at 7? What the hell's going on?
I'm still going through it.
I'm looking forward to mine. All right. Now you got to get out of here. Thanks so much, Todd. Have a great night. All right. Thank you to Todd Michaels. Thank you to Rob Thomas and all your texts and calls. Always fun here at Nightlight, folks. We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow. We got a Steady Eddie text we got to
get
to.
Yes, we do. I was just about
to say. How
do you
like that?
Yeah.
How dare I almost close the show before we get to a Steady Eddie
with
text.
4 minutes left.
Yeah, we're a little... Boy, I was off before, too. I got cut off. I was... Yeah. I'm not with it. Steady Eddie says, Pete, favorite city in Wisconsin? The Sun Prairie of 65 years ago. It's where I grew up. Looking back, it was like growing up in a Norman Rockwell painting. Its population is much bigger now, around 35,000. It's still a good place to live, but unfortunately, I think it has lost a lot of its small-town charm. I think he's right. I think it's more like a suburb right now. It's a nice place to live still, though. He says, I still get good vibrations when I go back to visit Sun Prairie, but it just ain't the same. Pete, you mentioned Des Plaines, Illinois. 2 years ago, I spent a week there one night. Steady Eddie, getting in a little jab at Des Plaines. Steady Eddie hits all the big spots.
I spent a week there one night.
Yeah, I think he's saying, well, that would be he was bored. No, he was saying he packed a lot of stuff into one night. That typically means like you really did it upright.
Okay. Okay.
And if you say like, oh, yeah, I spent a day there 1 month, it's like the comic that says, folks, I've got 5 minutes of material and I'm going to pack it all into a 45-minute set.
Okay. Kind of yeah, thing. I get it. Nice text, Steady Eddie.
Exactly. Thank you for all your texts and calls as usual. Do we have time for Dana Carvey now?
It'll cut it close.
Let's squeeze it. Well, yeah. Is it a minute? I don't want to be rushed.
Why don't we should how about the second segment tomorrow? We bring that in full force.
All right, we got to play that other one too. And tomorrow night we have to figure out a quiz for Todd. Maybe we give him a Wisconsin City quiz. He's lived in a lot of different places. Todd was in politics. I know he worked for Dale Schultz, a Republican congressman or assemblyman here in Wisconsin.
I mean, he's been all over Wisconsin, too,
he
so
has.
There's always
so he might know
a geography always. Quiz in there.
That's true, too. We could do that, too. We'll figure something out. Vicky on the stream says, great show. Thank you, Vicky. How did she do that, Conrad? That's kind of a cool little graphic.
Oh, that's me.
Are you? Oh, you did that. How did you do that? Is that like AI?
everything's AI with you now.
I know. You put a poster of a sea serpent.
You know, it's Nessie.
Nessie looks like a stick in the water. And I'm not saying Nessie doesn't exist, but it's basically, Nessie looks like kind of a harmless, almost friendly creature. And you put this Jurassic Park thing that looks like it wants to bite you in half.
Well, did you see what I put under it? I said I thought he was more of a gentle creature.
Yeah, exactly. Another wonderful night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, and I couldn't have done it without you folks. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying goodnight, Wisconsin. Take me to your best friend's house. Mama laid, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.